Welcome. This is Doron Lazarus with Jewish Meditations, and I'd like to share with you a special insight that's very relevant for the time period we're going through right now. As the deeper sources reveal, both at the end of the book of Exodus in Parshas Pekudei, where the Jewish people complete the building of the Mishkan, the tabernacle, as well as the holiday of Purim, which is soon upon us, there's a common theme that runs through these holy days, and that is the ebb and flow of the bestower and the receiver. In Hebrew, the Mashpia and the Makabel. And classically, these terms are put on the side of gender, where the language of masculinity is the bestower and the side of femininity is the receiver. But don't be limited by viewing that that's only male and female. Each one of these energies is built into the world, and we all dance in that ebb and flow, where God himself is described as the bestower and the Jewish people are a receiver. Parents are the bestower and children are the receiver. Teachers are the bestower and students are the receiver. And many times in life we can actually have multiple identities where we receive from some and we bestow on others. So I want you to sit back, relax, and we're going to go on a journey to help define in your inner soul the capacity of finding this balance within yourself. So start off by taking a few gentle breaths in and out. And as you do, you can allow any tension or stress that you're holding on to in your body to simply melt away, allowing you to feel totally safe and secure and relaxed. And whenever you're ready, if you're comfortable, you can go ahead and close your eyes, relax your eye muscles, and allow yourself to continue breathing and just melt into that chair or that couch or their bed, wherever you are right now. And just give yourself a few moments of peace and tranquility, allowing any extraneous thoughts just to float on by, and giving yourself the opportunity to have your full attention at the present moment. And I want you to imagine right now, as you transform yourself to your inner place of peace and solitude, that you're standing on a mountaintop in the middle of the night. The air is cool and refreshing as a light breeze blows past you. You feel, as you look up, this deep sense of majesty, grandeur, and awe of the universe. You look up and the exquisite view of the stars around you seem endless, as if they're dancing in the night sky with a beautiful tapestry painting the majesty of all of creation. But there's two heavenly bodies that strike you as most significant. You start out by facing the moon. And you notice that the moon itself, at this moment in time, in fact, is dark and desolate. The moon seems empty and bare, cold and distant. And I want you to resonate with that power of the moon, as we can also enter this status of recognizing that everything that we know could be wrong. Everything that we've achieved perhaps wasn't really up to us. We enter this moon-like state of surrender, relinquishing the ego, opening your hands and simply letting go. Letting go of your pride, letting go of your own arrogance, of that blindness that we have to our own faults and failures and limitations. You completely nullify yourself just like the moon is right now, to something greater and something higher. And I want you to imagine that as the moon rotates in the heavenly sky, it now shifts perspectives, and the light of the sun begins to shine upon it brightly. And you can notice that that moon reflects that light in such a perfect and brilliant way. And although the sun, its own light is overpowering, the moon reflects it in a subtle, modest, and distinguished way. And I want you to open up in your own mind those channels that you can be the receiver of that light. What books and sources could you access of wisdom? What lessons and divine insight could you welcome into your life? What criticism and feedback could you be finally open to when you're ready to completely receive? Are you open to making mistakes? Are you open to being imperfect? Are you open to trusting in a higher being that is so much wiser and more powerful than you? Who could you become when you're able to reflect that higher light? When you step out of your own ego and drives and hedonism, and you start letting that light shine through you, you start reflecting that divinity of the Torah, of sages and teachers and mentors that have so much to give you, and reflecting the divine light of Hashem himself. And I want you to continue to breathe in and out. Just let yourself be present in the moment and experience this in your body, in your mind, in your soul. Because as you do, I want you to notice that something very interesting happens. Because in your grand view of the universe and the heavenly bodies around you, you notice that the sun now dips back below the horizon. The sun is no longer shining on the moon. But the moon now has a light of its own. It's a subtle light. It's sensitive, but at the same time radiant and beautiful. Because the moon now accepted that light of the sun and is shining her own light in a graceful, splendorous kind of way. Just notice the color of that light. Its warmth and its glory. And I want you to feel within your own self, what could you now step up as you've gone through the process of both nullification and receiving? And now it's time to give. What is your unique Tyra and teaching? What is your point of genius and wisdom that the world needs? Who could you help? What could you add to your community that nobody else could? What unique insight, personality trait, and experience do you have that could light up the world? Allow your inner soul to resonate this truth with you. Allow it to shine forth in a place of holiness and balance and harmony with the world around you. Allow yourself to be that moon that shines her own light. Because the sages tell us that in the end of days, as we approach the final redemption, indeed the moon will be restored to its own glory. And the neshama, the soul of every Jewish person, will sing its own song, reflect its own Torah, and be able to look the Creator eye to eye from a place of partnership, from a place of harmony and love, a place of equality, a place where we recognize how much we have to give and how much we still have to receive. And as you allow this vision to fully penetrate your body, mind, and soul, recognizing your unlimited capacity to you in your own way to bring forth the final rectification of the world around you. As you take another breath in, on the count of three, you wiggle your fingers and toes, your hands and your feet. On the count of two, feeling alive and amazing. On the count of one, eyes wide open, ready to accomplish your mission in this world.